An artist based in L.A. has chosen an unusual canvas in an abandoned mine in Lime, Oregon. The artist goes by Thrash, and he describes his artistic style as unorthodox or messy, rooted in graffiti and street art. He has painted large-scale luxury handbags on abandoned decaying structures at the location, which is an hour and a half away from Boise. Brian Millar discusses the artist's vision for the work.
Thrash has been traveling the West Coast over the past couple years in search of abandoned places. He's inspired with the visual history of these locations.
Is there a specific reason why you chose a place that was tucked away and not as easily accessible for people to reach to? Is that adding to the work?
Because I have a deep fascination with American history. And so all of these places have had these lives, and there's been people there at one time that have existed. And that really makes me wonder about what the people were like, what these places were for them. So I thought it would be really neat to start integrating my art into these places as kind of a gift or a treasure to find out in the middle of nowhere.
He also chose this location because of the impact it has on the viewer.
You're there and you really get to internalize it because you're there probably by yourself or with one other person. There's nobody else around. And you do know that it being in the middle of nowhere, you're going to get to have this experience that not very many people are going to have firsthand.
He calls the work Thrashbird's Valley of Secret Values and describes the meaning behind it as a personal struggle with ego and grandiosity.
What's your message or what are you trying to say with these pieces?
That possessions, things that we fill our lives with, they're not lasting. They don't truly fulfill us on a deep emotional level, and that our connection to them is fleeting.
So far, he's painted 11 handbags, and the artist plans to complete about 17 or 18 pieces. For KBSX News, I'm Brian Millar.